Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave Solomon. Another glorious day in the neighborhood. It's beautiful in Baltimore. Hopefully that's the case where you are. And as is the case for many of us, the days start out to be really pleasant, and then it turns into a semi-nightmare. Which brings me to yesterday. I have to say thank you, God, so much for sparing my son and I. We were involved in an accident. On our way to, ironically, my son's first day of orientation at driver's education school, and we were rear-ended. I mean, it was loud. Totaled the young mom's car. So we're working things out now. When I say I'm happy to be here, you know I mean it. Woo! We have a show to celebrate life. I'm telling you what. And I don't know what it is, probably because of posting on Facebook and because folks are just so wonderful. I have to send a shout out to Lou Smith in Philly, New Jersey. My whole region there, my peeps. Also to EC3, EC Coleman, put on a great show on Friday in D.C., EC in D.C. And coming up next hour, Gail Johnson. Oh, my gosh. You talk about a way to celebrate. I can't imagine a better way than Gail. And as is the case, what we like to do in starting the show is get you in gear with something from the past. I thought Cal Jader would be just the ticket. This is Mambero on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Welcome.
Saudade do Brasil, vontade que eu tenho de voltar. Adeus América, essa terra é muito boa, mas não posso ficar porque o samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. Não posso posso mais, é que saudade do Brasil. Vontade que eu tenho de voltar. Adeus América, essa terra é muito boa, mas não posso ficar porque o samba mandou me chamar. Eu digo adeus ao boogie-woogie, ao oogie-boogie, swing também. Chega de rock, fox, trots, hipnotes, que isso não me convém. Vou voltar pra cuíca, bater na barrica, tocar tamborim. Chega de light, alright, de fight, good night. Isso não dá mais pra mim. O samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. Posso mais, é que saudade do Brasil, vontade que eu tenho de voltar. Adeus América, essa terra é muito boa, mas não posso ficar porque o samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. Eu digo adeus ao boogie. Swing também. Chega de rock, fox, trots, hipnotes, que isso não me convém. Vou voltar pra cuíca, bater na barrica, tocar tamborim. Chega de light, alright, de fight, good night. Isso não dá mais pra mim. O samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. O samba chamar. O samba mandou me chamar.
Oh my gosh, is that the sound of authenticity? I just love it when I stumble across these wonderful singers who just breathe truth into the air when they open their mouths. My other page besides Trish Hennessy is Hennessy Hybrid Jazz. I couldn't do a second page on Facebook that was called Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy because my name was in the title and they figured there was another Trish Hennessy with the same information, forget it. So I had to do that secondary page. And this lady, Fernanda Cunha, she made herself known to me. The best of bossa in Brazil. She's been doing her thing for such a long time, 15 years in her musical career. She's got a new CD out called Coração do Brasil. And that was called Adios America. Adios America. I'll learn. Just want to sing a song in Portuguese someday. That song is written by Geraldo Barbosa. Mufasa, just like the captain in the Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. Fernanda is just a wealth of information, and she's been really wonderful to communicate with over the past few weeks. So I hope that she's listening, if not live, then in archive mode, because she was really excited that I would think about playing something like this. And I just love it. I love the other song that I heard, Rio. Haven't heard the whole thing. Intend to do that over the next few days. But you can go to Fernanda Cunha, that's CUNHA.com, and her music is available on CD Baby. So there. We heard from Alfredo Rodriguez. We jumped from Brazil to Havana. Alfredo was on Cool Jazz Conversations a couple of weeks ago. Very impressive. 26 years old. The album Sounds of Space was co-produced by Quincy Jones, who recognized a few years ago that there was something special in the keyboard brilliance of Alfredo. And my gosh, the more that you delve into the background, the more that you delve into those tracks on the Sounds of Space, including that title track there, just amazing. Alfredo is going to be at Jazz in the Garden, California. And I know that my bride, Beej, who's listening right now from Southern California, will know exactly what I'm talking about. He's also going to be part of the Detroit Jazz Festival coming up in September as part of the coalition for the Mack Avenue All-Stars. Really something else. And I wanted to pass along, Alfredo is so sensitive. He's so cute, too. Can I just say, Lord have mercy. Where am I? That particular track, Sounds of Space, it roughly translates from the Spanish into that which is true never ends, and music is perpetually building in space. Is that the right translation? Perpetually moving or creating or flowing in space. Just so wonderful. Alfredo Rodriguez. Music.com has more information. And Cal Jader to start the set from Groovy, Volume 3, which are some eclectic, wonderful tracks. Self-taught vibraphonist. The interesting thing about Cal Jader is that he always remained true to Latin jazz, but he was born in St. Louis to Swedish vaudevillians. Huh? It sounds bizarre. Born in 1925, passed in 1982. What a career this man had. Self-taught, worked with Brubeck, Paul Desmond, George Shearing, became a leader in 1954, groomed Cangrero, Pancho Sanchez, and this tune, Mambero, was really, really hot. If you listen to anything by Cal Jader, you're just going to fall in love. There was something so, you'll forgive me for the use of the word smooth, but it just fits here. Not that he was considered a subgenre of jazz other than Latin jazz, but he always played it and was always so proud to play it. So I'm proud to play somebody who really made a difference as far as that instrument is concerned. Started out on drums, switched over to vibraphone, and man, just revered. He was also a mentor as well to not only Pablo Pancho Sanchez, but a wealth of other folks. He just believed in giving back. We love that so much. And speaking of which, Gail Johnson, one of the consummate people I know who gives back. This lady is unbelievable. Not only is the timing right for her to be here at the top of next hour because of her extraordinarily busy week, but also we're really excited because Gail is making her way to Baltimore in October for a very high-profile domestic violence awareness concert that she was thrilled to be asked to do. So we're going to be talking about that, and Yolanda Bell knows all about that because she's the one who put this concert together, especially in memory of her late sister. So we're going to find out about that, and if you would like to get more information or get tickets, if you want to come to the area, if you're not in the immediate region, go to Yolanda Bell jazzphotography.com, and all the info is there. One of the wonderful folks that we love so much, not only because he is so gifted on the bass, one of the best in the world, honestly, but also one of the nicest guys in the world, and a couple of folks can attest to that who are in the chat room today, David Dyson. He got together to do Unleashed in 2008 and asked Rick Braun to come aboard and play trumpet. The result of that is just one of those visionary songs. It is actually called New Horizon. If you haven't heard this on the show, we've played it a few times. We're going to play it again. It just feels like the right time to play it. This is David Dyson with Rick Braun on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you.
queen. Red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Timing of that song is everything. Oh my gosh. You don't know what transpired between the time that I started to play that song and after just reading something from one of the folks that's usually in the chat room. Oh my God, I am like crying. This is crazy. Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. Now, if you don't know the background of that song, let me just tell you that that song was written, gosh, at least in the 60s. Louis came out with that song in 1967, 68. He was not the first person the song was offered to. These wonderful men felt really compelled to write the song, and they thought, well, our first choice is Tony Bennett. I apologize for the dog in the background. Our air conditioning is broken. We have to have the screen door open. Oh, my gosh. So Tony said no, he passed on it, and Louis said, yeah, I'll take a shot at this. Well, the head of ABC Records did like the song, so he didn't push it. But meanwhile, it went crazy in the UK, who always have a clue before us. Hello? So then it got to be huge in the United States, and my golly, 1999, Grammy Hall of Fame song. And one of the most favorite songs by so many of us for so many reasons. So put a bookmark in that thought. The Brecker Brothers right before, from Cheltenham, PA, right up the street from Jenkintown, thank you very much, where I was born and raised, suburb of Philly. Randy and Michael Brecker, if you want to get some reading done in a given day, because it's going to take you all day long, you look at the separate backgrounds and then the background together that Michael and Randy had playing with different people. I was headachy after reading Randy. I didn't even get to Michael. I know pretty much about Michael because, you know, he's not with us anymore. And at the time that he was sick and his wife was trying to find some way somehow to save him, a lot of us just got involved with his background. But just so you know, what you heard was Levitate from 1975 from the Brecker Brothers. If you are an old head, if you like the old stuff, or if you're just old, you will remember 1968, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Child is Father to the Man. Randy Brecker is on that. Now, consider that in many circles, either Randy or Michael were collectively, certainly had a lot of funk and fusion. I mean, they were all about fusion. But Michael could certainly play straight ahead, so could Randy. But just to let you know what other folks they played with besides the straight ahead cats, and they are numerous. You just go back to Todd Rundgren, go back to Parliament, go back to Frank Zappa, and look up the name Brecker, and you're going to be pretty flipped out. Such a wealth of experience, and it culminates in a track like that, which was just breathtaking. Levitate, Brecker Brothers. David Dyson and Rick Braun from David's Unleashed CD, that was New Horizons. David Dyson is so busy touring with folks who want him to be on their stage or on their CD. He's now touring with Pieces of a Dream. He is also with Walter Beasley, and they're going to be at Scullers in Boston in, Friday and Saturday, I think. David Dyson, you do a Google search on him, based in Washington, D.C., and you are going to be tripping out because there are YouTubes on David. There is information on who he has played with. And one of the best scenarios you can find is Jonathan Butler looking like he was going to have one on stage when he saw David Dyson start to jam. I believe what happened was the electricity went out. David reached for his acoustic bass and blew Jonathan Butler's mind. He does that to everyone, and he's a great guy. Now, I didn't plan this, but it just happens to be the timing. And I really don't want to bring anybody down. But since yesterday I had a traffic accident and I was reminded of how death can come quickly, God spared me. But when you come into this world, you know that you got to pay taxes and that you are appointed to die. Nobody lives forever. So two things. We came into the chat room today, and one of our regulars is Matt Williams. And I didn't know when I started the show that Matt's mom had passed away today. So we've got some beautiful souls that are with us today, Griselda and BJ and Yolanda. And we sent a message to Matt. And he sent a message to me by way of Facebook, and this is what he said. Hi, Trish. Could you pass on the message in the chat room that I appreciate? Condolences. Thank you also. I was notified by my brother that mom died this morning, surrounded by some family members, and that she went peacefully. Thank God for that. Love you all. Wish I could be in the chat room today, especially because my mom was a vocalist and had a deep, sultry voice. In our last conversation, she sang a jazz tune to me. My daughter's last conversation was on her birthday, March the 9th, and she sang Happy Birthday to her. I told my daughter I choose to hold on to that. Thanks, my friend and friends. Love you all. So that's Matt's message to us. And then the planning was to play Louis Armstrong, right? And then go into a special song by Jared. It just so happens that this song is a song for his good friend and his drummer, Diane Granger, who passed away in 2009. The anniversary of her passing was August the 5th. So I guess it's supposed to all work together. Diane's our angel in heaven. She was a wonderful musician, mentor like you would not believe. Diane actually used to go into the streets of Baltimore and get kids who normally wouldn't get the chance, get them interested in playing musical instruments, and hence the musicianship was born. We've talked about that a lot on this show. Diane Granger was responsible for that. A beautiful soul who loved God. T and I went to the Shiloh Baptist Church where folks talked about this young woman as if she had lived three lives in this short time on earth. She really did. So Jared just loves her so much. He did a song for Diane. So just going to put that out in the universe here for that angel and now a new angel, that is Matt's mom. This is from Manhattan Nights and Jared on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Gail Johnson comes our way at the top of the hour.
Thank you.
something about that song. If you can relate to that song, you really relate to it because you know that when you come across someone with whom you've had a relationship down the road and you see him or her anew and your mind starts to work overtime and you see something that they're giving back to you in their eyes or their body language or the way they speak to you, you just know. You still care about me, don't you? You can't lie about it. Gail Johnson knew. Got to ask her about that and see if that really happened because she sounds like she was telling the truth there from her story or her story, if you prefer. I love the title of that CD out a little while ago, but man, do those tracks wear well. I've got a handful picked out for you today. Gail is going to join us momentarily. We talked just before the show was going to start today, and she had a headache. So say a little prayer that she got something to eat and took care of business because she can't get a headache this week. She's got stuff to do. She's going to be with Lynn Roundtree tomorrow. And you heard Lynn, by the way. We had a double take of Gail Johnson. That was from Soul Tree, the Soul Experience. Soul Jazz Experience, excuse me, and that was a song that I just love. How many times have we talked about on this show that whenever there is a female name, especially, be it mother, girlfriend, wife, child, whatever the situation, there's something special. That song was called Seasons, Kaylin's song, and Lynn has a big old night tomorrow night in Detroit, where he makes his home. There is going to be something swell happening at Club Waterfalls, the Ultra Lounge there. And the folks that were in the band utilized in the motion picture Sparkle that is set to be released this coming weekend, the band will be there. And Gail Johnson will be part of that band assembly tomorrow night. So that's a little exciting. And then the next night, and she'll tell you all this, the next night she's going to be, I believe it is billed as the oldest jazz club in the United States in Detroit. That's hot. So she's got that and a bunch of projects in the works, including coming to town in October, day after my mom's birthday, October 26th, so I'm not going to forget that. But she'll be talking about all of that. And just so you know about Lynn, for the folks that are in the area, please know that he's going to be at Spaghettini's in Seal Beach on the 2nd of September. So, Beach, my bride, and Jess, make sure you understand that you have to go. All right, make sure you support Lynn Roundtree. Hey, this might be the last time that you're going to get to see him at Spags in a while because depending on how things go after Sparkle is released, oh, Lord, you know how it goes. All right, Jared, we heard, too, Song for Diane. Just a beautiful song from Manhattan Nights. And I didn't know this at the time because actually I've wanted to play this song for the past couple of shows, and it just didn't seem to be in the mix. I wanted it to be a special set of circumstances. I didn't know that today marks 3 years exactly that Diane was laid to rest. Actually, her wake was on the 14th and at Shiloh Baptist Church on the 15th. So we're in that 24-hour period. So it was supposed to be today. You know, you think about these things, and again, I'm not going to belabor this point, but when you're involved in an accident and you know that things can happen in a blink of an eye, you suddenly realize that you're spared and you start to think about the brevity of our existence on the planet. And sounds new agey. Sounds kind of trite in some circles, but you know, I don't mean it that way. The more we gravitate to that philosophy of everybody really is one, the better off that we're all going to be and the more we're going to enjoy our lives, because it's the whole butterfly effect. What you do affects somebody, and that affects somebody else. It affects somebody else, be it positive or negative. Woo! All that stuff going through your head in the past day or so while this accident has taken place. Oh, my gosh. Well, it's 2:02 Eastern time here, and I'm just going to give Gail a little more time. So how about if I play another Gail song? I think that's a cool thing. And you know what I want to play? Do Something Else with Tom Braxton, because that says a lot. And by Gail's playing, it says even more on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Check it out. Definition of insanity is, according to the Asian population. This is ancient Asian wisdom. If you keep doing the same thing and expect a different result, that's just crazy. So you have to do something else. Gail Johnson for you right there, and she is right here, and I am just so proud to introduce her to a packed chat room, standing room only, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, vocalist, music director, band leader, teacher, mentor, the coolest diva for all the right reasons I know in the world, Gail Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Hi, Trish. you so much. What an introduction.
Hey, you know what? I would say more if I could, Gail, but you don't have that much time.
I know, my goodness. Oh.
And how are you feeling? Did you get rid of that headache?
Not quite yet. I said, well, maybe it's a coffee because I kind of quit drinking coffee. So I had a cup yesterday, and maybe my body is saying, hey, give me some more of that stuff. So
yeah.
I made half a cup here, and I'm sipping on that. So I'm feeling a little better.
Yep, and you're going to feel better as that. And it's six of one and half a dozen of the other, as my mom used to say, because I'm addicted to coffee. I freely admit that. And if I pull away for a day, I feel it badly.
Yeah. That's my goodness. Wow. It's like that, you know, there's some strong stuff, huh?
did you want to pull away deliberately from coffee? Did you want to stop drinking?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to just kind of give it up, you know, yeah. So,
well, good.
And, you know, I was fine. I haven't had headaches. It's been about a month. And so, but I had some yesterday because I wanted something warm to drink. And I'm here in the hotel in Detroit at, just no tea, just Wolfgang Puck coffee.
Oh, Wolfgang Puck coffee.
Yeah, so it's very good, and I guess it just wants me to have some more, so.
Well, I know that this is a slamming week for you, and I know that we could be here for about 3 hours talking about your background, but I sure want to delve into this week for you because I love the idea. I don't know how this came about, but you'll tell us. I know that you and Lynn Rountree have been collaborators for a little bit and that you have the greatest respect for each other. How did you come to be so that you're going to be part of this huge Detroit scenario tomorrow night with him?
You know, when I met, I called my little brother, when I met him, he just accepted me as family just right away. And we got to, you know, he was like, Gail, you know, I got tracks for you, you know, and he was just so loving and so giving, and his music is just fantastic. So, and of course, his manager, Carmen Hatch, she has just been beautiful in bridging us together and bringing our careers together. So just all of their love and, you know, my willingness to just jump right on in and embrace Detroit as my second home, I call it. It's just fantastic. This has been about 4 years now. We've been friends, I guess. Yeah, maybe 3 or 4 years. So this is just wonderful. I'm just so glad to... you know, see him blossom with his career as well, being in the movie Sparkle, and the debut is tomorrow night, and the after party after Shane Park will be at the Waterfall, and he's going to be hosting him and his band. So I'm just glad that he invited me, and I'm going to be able to be in town and be there and, you know, pump it up and have a good time.
And then the next night, I love the fact that you are going to be, and I was telling folks that this is billed as the oldest jazz club in the United States in Detroit the next night?
Yeah, actually it's the oldest jazz club in the world.
No, whoa!
Yeah, it's had the same name and it does what it started out to do, and that's jazz. And so I was quite impressed when I walked in the room. You could just feel the vibe. You could feel the spirit of all so many greats, anybody that was everybody. Just all the great, great, great musicians have worked and at Baker's Keyboard Lounge. So it's an honor and definitely a treat for me to be at Baker's.
That's really awesome. And it's actually called it's called the Piano Club. It's got a piano in the title.
Yeah. It's because I guess that was you know, their focus starting out, and so everybody that's been everybody has definitely been at this place, and you can just feel it. You can feel the spirit. You can just feel years and years, you know.
Oh, gosh. And I'll bet you the place has a certain kind of smell, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has a certain vibe. Oscar Peterson, I mean, come on.
And guess what?
Yeah.
Oscar Peterson's, his birthday, God rest his soul, is tomorrow.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah. So I was thinking about him a lot because I was going to ask you about Oscar Peterson, you know, in reading about him, because I'm going to play a track with he and Benny Carter later on. But my God, I mean, these cats, Gail, that were on the road paving the way, some stories, I wish they were still here so they could tell us some stories.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I didn't even know that Oscar Peterson passed away. I know he had a little daughter, and he was so glad to, you know, have a daughter that he could really, you know, because in his early days, you know, he was on the road so much.
Yeah.
He really watched his children grow up but later on. Once he got older and was able to settle down, so. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, that's his birthday tomorrow. Okay, well, we're definitely going to be playing some Oscar Peterson over on this side.
And yeah, about his daughter, I really didn't know, and turns out that she's 21.
Oh, she's 21 now, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I knew she
so,
was. Yeah.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So many just wonderful connections with these people. And I know that you started to, because, gosh, renewing information about you, looking into your website and what other people have to say about you, and you know, of course, how loved you are, Gail. You really are. In looking at information on you anew, I was reminded because you had one interview where you were talking about all the basements in Philadelphia and making sure that you honed your craft in all those basements in Philadelphia. And
yeah.
You used to – did you play Belmont Plateau? You actually had a flute and wow.
Yeah, actually, sure did. Yep, Belmont Plateau. Used to be the vibe to go out there on Sundays and, you know, the fellas would take their congas and – you know, I have my flute, and I'd go out there, and I'd, you know, toot-toot away, and, yeah, oh, gosh, I forgot about those days. So Philadelphia is just full of music, and the funny thing now is that I rehearsed my band.
Hello? Oh, that's okay. It dropped. The call dropped. That's cool. We'll make sure that we stick around for Gail, but, oh, golly. In going over, seriously, the kind of background that Gail had, because you have to remember that Gail didn't necessarily get into piano because parents pushed it on her. She got involved in piano because her little friend that was in the neighborhood had a piano lesson. Gail was waiting for her one day and said something along the lines of, "Hey, what took you so long?" And her young friend said, "Well, I had my piano lesson." And Gail was asking questions, and maybe Gail can take it from there. Gail, I'm glad you're back. Yay!
Yeah, you know, I just caught up with Darnell Sloan. I told her I'm going to be in Atlanta, which will be the 17th. So I'm definitely going to call up and just let her know that she's a celebrity too now.
Oh, is that that's who that is? Okay.
Yeah. Darnell was, oh, I was like, where in the world have you been? And I was so excited. And I guess it was something latent in me about wanting to play the piano. I had never told her. And I had never taken lessons before, but something just struck a chord in me, and I ran all the way back home out of breath. This is something we got to do. You need to stop crooking. We got to talk right now. You know?
And wasn't it the case, though, that you were bought little baby pianos when you were young, and maybe
yeah.
That just stuck in that little baby mind of yours when you were 10?
Yeah, yep, my mom, my sister later reminded me, but my mom, she was just out in California over the summer, and she said, "You remember that little toy piano that I bought for you?" And I remember that, but I couldn't have been no more than maybe two or three. It was one of those little baby grand pianos, but it was a little one for just little kids, and I remember that, and it's just so weird, you know, but I had forgotten all about it. But everywhere we would go, you know, to somebody's house, if there was a piano around, I'd be over there, the one tinkling around and touching the keys, and it just fascinated me.
Well, and thank God that took. Here's the memory I am going to have of you. I just treasured this night so much. And let me tell anybody who is listening live or in archive mode when the show is over, Gail Johnson works so hard. At the Berks Jazz Festival this past year, I don't know how much time was spent on that stage. There was a good chunk of time when you were doing Jazz in Pink. You certainly were the music director that night, and this is how you know somebody's a music director, when they spend all the time on stage. Other players can come and go, but you were on that stage the whole time. You were sweating to beat the band after that show, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much that has to be done. You know, we have to just, like any band, we have to just space ourselves on the stage so that we can see each other. But I got to make sure I can see everybody at all times.
Right.
That's the first goal that I need to have. And then it's, you know, timing and setting up who's going to play what and who's going to come next and, you know, all these kinds of things, you know, that we kind of take for granted. But for when it's a big debut or something like that, you know, I really take time to make sure it's really special.
Well, it really was. And as a matter of fact, one of the artists that night, we talked about you with Utter Love, that's Cindy Bradley.
Oh, wow. Oh. I just did a gig with her up in Walnut Creek and up in the Bay Area. Oh, boy, did we have a ball.
I heard you did. And I know that she's going to be thinking about you tomorrow night, because she's going to be at Blues Alley in Washington. She's always wanted to play there as a leader in the band, and she knows that you're going to be having a wild week in Detroit, so there's going to be a lot of good vibes coming your way when you're doing this gig with Lynn tomorrow night.
Yeah, good. Well,
yeah.
Cindy.
Cindy, she just has such a ball when she does Jazz in Pink. And Gail, tell me about that now, because, you know, you and I had talked after the show when we were still part of the Berks scenario, but we had breakfast the next day. Do you want to do something more with Jazz in Pink? You've got so much on your plate. I don't know how you keep up with yourself.
I know. What? I don't know either, but I have a lot of good help. Starting with my manager, T. Rose, and my road team, Michael Smith and Tony Smith, they help me keep things in line. And my beautiful sister, Bernita.
Oh, yeah.
They all, you know, help me stay on point and help me stay organized. But absolutely, I want to definitely see Jazz in Pink go to the next level. We've got so many plans. I just met with Leonard Thompson from Mandate Records. We did a wonderful event down in San Diego. And he has great ideas for us, and I won't spill the beans yet because I don't want to spill it. But we've got some really, really big plans coming up. But more immediate, we're going to Cameroon, Africa, so we're going to be doing a big cultural exchange, you know, for all women to be playing jazz, to be coming into a community that is very, very rich in music, but not with women playing. Women are very much discouraged from playing, from what I understand.
Oh, my.
Be quite an event for us. All eight of us will be going to Cameroon, North Africa, and it's going to really be fantastic. So that'll be this year, and so that's going to be a step up for us to make our international connections, you know, just more solid. We've already been to St. Lucia, you know, to the Caribbean, but now we're really going overseas now, and we have plans for London and European stuff. So we're looking, you know, to really empower women around the world, I guess, you know, once they see what we're doing. And, I mean, people have seen other women that have been instrumentalists and doing well for themselves, like Sheila E. or Esperanza Spalding. But as a band, as a unit, as a team, as, you know, because not everybody wants to or can be a soloist or a solo artist.
Sure.
But it's part of an organization. Even if they don't want to be a musician, an upfront person, they can be an engineer or a manager or, you know, any number of you know, an instrument builder. And so we want to encourage women in all those areas. You may not be able to play an instrument, but you may be very well with organizing. And
That's
so
right.
all these
there's a place there, you know, for women if they want to be in the music industry. There's lots of work to be done, especially in marketing and promotion. And so that's why I applaud you and, you know, Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, that's been a real great platform for women to get out there and be DJs and really promote the music that we're, you know, bringing to you guys. And then you take it to the next level and say, hey, world, look what I found. And so your job is to hunt for the treasures and get them out there. So
that's right.
You're our mouthpiece, and that's great.
Well, Gail, here's the thing, and maybe I've never discussed this, but now that you bring it up, and this is really important. The fact of the matter is that, you know, I want this program, this three-hour program, to be so important to somebody who's got the means and the money to think, okay, this will sound great if it was a terrestrial full-time commercial radio station. That's the goal. But in the meantime, when you do a show like this, it was important to me because, look, and I've said this before, but I'll be 60 in October, and after years of kowtowing to male program directors about what's supposed to be on the radio, guess what? I'm telling them this is what I'm playing, and you don't have any say in it.
Yeah. That's right. Take your rightful step, rightful position as leader, because when you know what you know what you know, you have to go with it, and it's great. You have your own platform to do this, and I'm not sure that you need an actual brick-and-mortar place. I think most important is that you have a platform, and with this whole Internet thing, it's so exciting. We don't know. Every week, every month, it's changing, and so this thing about us calling in and chatting in and having video and texting and being able to communicate with you directly, I think it's just awesome. So
yeah,
I'm excited for you. You know, this is great.
Well, I'm excited for you because, look, you're going into a country, and I'm not sure what the attitude will be from the population that has tried to keep women down. I mean, going into Cameroon could be a little tricky, but it's so exciting. You are going to change lives forever. You know that.
Yep, absolutely. And we're prepared, and, you know, we think we have everything that we need. Of course, we need shots and all that stuff, and you know, service to take us around and, you know, do translating for us. I think the official language is French, and, of course, you know, they speak their native Cameroon language and all that good stuff. So we're just excited about having a cultural exchange, and so that's what we're looking for, to let people know, hey, it's okay to let your daughters play jazz.
Right, yeah. Nothing's going to happen when they do. You know, people have these archaic notions, and we want to make sure that women are always going forward with what their gifts are, because for so long, I mean, the generations before us, Gail, they never got a chance, women didn't, to explore all the possibilities of who they could be.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think about it, you know, I never, you know, all the little bands, you know, we started up playing with, but I never thought that I could go and sit behind the drums and maybe give it a go. So the first thing I did when, you know, I was mentoring at church, you know, with the kids, hey, go behind the drums, you know, play this, you know, and play that. And next thing you know, I had piano players that could play drums, that could play the organ, and anytime we didn't have a drummer, somebody from the piano could get up and go play the drums. Somebody from the drums could come over and play the organ or the piano.
Awesome.
So, you know, I was able to at least get that going. And then we had guitar and bass player. And if you could play the piano, then you could play the bells with a xylophone. So I wanted them to not be limited. At least give it a try, you know, because something about hearing different timbres or hearing different sounds that just quickens something in you. And you say, oh, wow, this is awesome. I want to do this some more, you know. So if it makes you feel good, then it makes you a better person. You don't have to grow up to be a musician and be in this, you know, world where you're running around all over the place, you know, if that's not for you. But I think it is good to have music in the schools. I think it's good expression. I think it's
good. Oh, of course. Yeah.
And I think it's good for the soul.
Oh, for sure. Because, yeah, we talked about this when you were on Cool Jazz Conversations about a year or so ago. You know, the fact of the matter is, I mean, here you are, and I know that you are so grateful to be able to play, because how many nights is it that, you know, you come home and this is your peace of mind to be able to get on that keyboard, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It's like, you know, you come home and your house really is your oasis, because you have a way of expressing. If you're angry, you can diffuse it. If you're sad, you can make yourself happy. Oh, my God, kids need to know that.
Yeah, they do need to know that it's, they have to go within. And so often, you know, we're taught to find external stimuli. Oh, go to the mall and you'll feel better. Oh, go get your hair done and you'll feel better. But if you have to reach within, and knowing that there is a place to reach within, you know, and you don't have to be a virtuoso to do it, you know.
That's
you
right.
It helps you to settle down and find that inner space.
Oh, my gosh. It the world would be such a much more balanced place if educators and administrators and people making these decisions could grasp that, because that means everything. Balance in your head, emotional balance, is the key, honestly, to world peace. Come on.
Yeah, you said it correctly. You know, I've been working for LAUSD the past couple of years, and you know, it's like, well, we don't have enough chords. We don't have enough keyboards. You know, the room is not arranged right. Oh, you have to be quiet because the drama are trying to read their lines. And it's like, well, how can we get to a place of teaching these kids that music is their place of solace when it's just nothing but confusion, when not having the basic necessities that we need to teach music properly? So that's something, too. I'm hoping maybe we can give a benefit concert or something to my favorite little school to help them get situated and help them have a place where they can begin, you know, because the schools are just, you know, the music program is just very, very, very limited in so many schools, and they don't have everything that they need. You know, you're trying to teach them drums, and okay, take your mind off your problems that you failed a math test. Okay, let's play the drums. And can't find some drumsticks, you know. So,
wow.
You know, we really want to encourage these kids to have music as their place of self-expression. We need to supply them with the right tools. And we're going to figure out, you know, how to do that as far as having a benefit concert for some of these kids in the schools. They have some of the basic things they need, like, you know, like strings. Like my little bass player couldn't play the bass part. I couldn't even teach him because I know the fretboard, so I can teach basic bass lines and couple of chords on the guitars and things like that, but the strings aren't on the, you know, because they're broken. You know,
yeah.
It's like,
jeez.
You know, so I try to get creative, though. You know, okay, we're not going to play today. We're going to write some music, and some of them have come up some really great little melodies and what have you, just in writing music. That's been quite creative for them too.
You know, there has to be a way, Gail, now that you're talking about this, to refocus those who have the means to support these endeavors to, you know, have forums or have meetings or online discussions about reprioritizing what we need in schools. Because, you know, this is an ADHD world. You have to tell people 5, 6, 7 times before it actually sinks in and they have that light bulb moment. There's got to be a way. And maybe Jazz and Pink and the workshops that, you know, you were discussing, or, you know, the future plans, maybe that could be part of it. How to get folks grouped so that we can go out and make sure the people with money put their money where their mouth is.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, they want to help. They just don't know how to help. And they want to make sure it's not being wasted or misused. And but you're right. I think us using the workshops will be a way that if, you know, I like that Kickstarter idea, you know, the matching funds business, you know.
Yes.
So give some kind of little workshop and we could raise some funds and then somebody will match it And then we can get some of the basic things that they need, like music stands and sticks and strings and, you know, just even the proper chairs, you know. If the piano, if you're not sitting at the right level for the piano, it's just like when you're driving, you know. If you're sitting too low, you just can't drive properly, you know. So just things like that would really help. I know at my school at Champs Charter High, that's some of the things that we need. You know, my daughter graduated from there, and she learned a lot, but then she gained some frustration because she's like, Mom, the keyboard won't come on, you know. And the kids are a little, you know, they're high schoolers. They're a little tough with the equipment. So you have to set it up so that it's kind of foolproof. You can't tear it up. You can't mess it up. You have to rearrange the room in a certain way to do it. But, yeah, that's something we want to do. We want to, you know, I want to make a Jazz and Pink Foundation and have that money set aside to put, you know, for needs wherever we see that money is needed or, you know, something is needed.
That's awesome.
We can do our part, yeah.
And speaking of benefits, I want to thank you ahead of time because you're coming to Baltimore in October, and this is going to be an unbelievable concert because it's a talk about another endeavor that's something else that you are passionate about, but Yolanda Bell, who was my good friend, and I know that you're getting real friendly with Yolanda, and she is just over the moon that you have decided to come do this domestic violence benefit show, this awareness show in memory of Yolanda's sister. That's going to be off the chain, Gail.
Yes, absolutely. I'm just happy that she asked me to do it, and I said without a doubt, I'm just so there. You know, it's terrible that we have to come together at such a time, but
right.
It's important, and it's important that people become aware of it, and I'm glad to be a part of it. So.
Well,
hey, you're not the same girl.
She's a trip, isn't she?
Oh, she's a sweetheart. She works so hard. Sometimes she's up so late doing editing her photos and stuff, and she's like, Gail, what do you think? And I'm like, you know, I have the graphic eye, so I can tell when stuff is kind of, you know, and I'm like, yeah, this is good, huh? You know, so that's great that, you know, I can share with her at this time and that, you know, she's very comforting, you know, and, you know, she's like, Gail, I'll pray for you. And I'm like, you're the one that needs prayer right now. I'm praying for you. And I know I'm praying for you, you know.
Yeah, she's really strong, and she's been a big inspiration to a lot of people. I know I'm embarrassing her beyond words right now because she's in the chat room.
Absolutely, she's an inspiration, and she just gives you that little kick of encouragement, you know, just
yes.
A couple of lines. Yeah, a couple of words. She'll just say it at the right time or text me it just when I need it. So that's, you know, God bless her for all that.
That's a gift when somebody is able to do that, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that she's sensitive in that way, yeah.
Yep, she sure is. And you know what? You were talking about this a little while ago, and I have to ask you because here you were, you were so immersed in music, and you wanted to play as much as possible, and you left Philly and went to Boston to go to Berklee, and you got immersed there in the jazz scene. Where was it along the way where you thought to yourself, if there was a moment, oh my gosh, I really think that I could do some good in this business? When did you feel like you were especially full of power?
Oh, that's a good question. I know when, you know, when we grew up, my mom, she listened to like Nancy Wilson and Mongo Santa Maria as far as Hubert Laws, as far as jazz went. But once I got turned on to Duke Ellington and John Coltrane and Byrd and Thelonious Monk, and McCoy Tyner, I was done. I said, I've got to play this. So on just on a personal level, you know, I wanted to learn and get as much done as I could. But my challenge was I always had to work, always had to find a gig, always had to find something on the side to keep doing so that I could stay in school to pay for everything. I think probably not until later when I got the opportunity to play at the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm.
Yeah, now that was fantastic. With Bill Cosby was the host, and it was a Norman Brown Summer Storm show, and Patty Austin, and of course Grammy Award winning Norman Brown, and you know, being on the stage with all these people, I said, this is really fantastic. But I think even before that, I can think back when I first went to Africa, in fact, with Vesta, God bless her, you know, she passed away last year. But
yeah.
She took me to Africa with her, and we went to Senegal. And we was on this flatbed truck, and they escorted us around to see the countryside. And we were riding on this flatbed truck along the beach, and there was not a footprint in sight. The water was completely greenish-blue and just white sand for as far as you could see. And I said, thank you, Lord. And I said, thank you to my mom. I was like, Mom, thanks for the piano lessons. This time right here is worth all the lessons, all the dragging that keyboard through the snow, all the playing till 2 o'clock in the morning, you know. That was a real aha moment for me to actually to travel internationally like that and to just that feeling back home. And I just felt this is a certain peace and a certain wow all of a sudden. So, yeah, I think those two moments were quite outstanding for me.
Gosh.
My other big moment maybe was with Morris Day. And here I was with Morris Day, and at the time we're backstage, Prince was backstage, and somebody had come to, Vanity had come to the show, and I mean, all these fantastic people, and we were up there and doing that thing, and Morris was spinning and dancing, and I had on about $1,000 worth of clothes, and my keyboards, and the set, and the lights, and the smoke. I've had some really, really great moments in music, and yeah, those times you're like, yeah, I can do this all day.
And you know, another point that I have to bring up, because, you know, you make friends on Facebook, and some of these personalities, you don't necessarily know them, but you make friends because of the networking advantages or just because you feel a connection. So one of those people that I befriended was Rain Pryor. And... Oh, she is something else. I wrote to her one day and said that, you know, we're going to be at some place where she could get to. She was beside herself because she wanted to get to you so badly.
Yeah.
Tell that story is just such a trip, because you toured Australia with her, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, I stayed with her for about 3 years. She was doing her one-woman show, Fried Chicken and Lockers, and it was just her and I. And, I mean, I've always loved the theater, but we really just smashed on the gas with it from there, because we toured theaters all over the country, and took me to Australia, and she's like, Gail, bring your daughter with you. And that was such a great experience, and we got to hang out with the kangaroos and the koalas and the whole countryside, and we got, you know, I even got the chance to meet the native Aborigines, and actually go to one of the meetings in the downtown, because they had come from the bush to have this meeting with these people in the city to tell them what was going on. And the Women's Council they were having a really great meeting, and I was able to sit in on that meeting. And I'm telling you, it was absolutely wonderful. They were so beautiful and so soft-spoken. And, oh, I'll never forget that experience. But, yeah, Rain, she is such a joy to work with. You know, I learned a lot from her, and I find myself now when I'm planning my shows doing some of the things that she would do. But she would always set her dressing room up with her tea and her flowers and her pictures and everything just that. And she taught me that you have to create your space and you have to create a familiar space when you're backstage. And so ever since, yeah, just subtle things. I don't think I've ever told her that, but I learned that from her, because she gave me, you know, some things to, you know, make sure that I always keep. So, yeah, I'm telling you, we had a great time. We had great reviews, and, you know, she really did well with that show, and I learned a lot about her life, and she taught me how to express yourself and to be open, because you know, people know the truth, you know, and
yes.
when you're honest with people and you kind of give them, people need that because they identify with what you're saying, and you know, they appreciate that you're putting yourself on the line, and that's what we do as musicians. We, you know, we put ourselves out there, and you know, you're being judged. You know, you're playing the piano. Well, who told you you could play? Who told you you could do this? And so when you give yourself that power to do it, people appreciate that you're putting yourself out there and you're going all the way. And
yeah,
to do that.
You know, that's funny you should say that, because back in the day, in the late 70s to the 80s into the 90s, I was involved in country music. So one of the great pieces of advice that Mickey Gilley from Urban Cowboy Days ever gave to me, he said, never let them smell you scared.
Mm.
He said, you get out there and you own it, and you make
yeah.
no apology.
That's right, yeah. Yep, because I would say, ooh, Rain, you going to say that? And, you know, because... Ooh, you know, I'm thinking this in my head. Oh, you're gonna say that, or you're gonna include that in the show, because it would change. You know, she would have to, you know, make different adjustments and shifting here and there, or just because things work better, or because she had a new idea, or whatever. And I would be like, oh, you're gonna say that? Oh, you're gonna say that? And it was like, yeah. You know, I was just impressed with, you know. She was really a one-woman show. She really, we didn't need anything else. And, you know, at first we were trying to do the whole band thing. We thought we would need a band. But we realized we didn't need that, just a piano accompanying her, you know, because she's a fine vocalist. And so she wanted to work on that. You know, I don't think she really had the opportunity to really show that part. She had been acting and, of course, doing comedy and all that. But this was a time where she really got to hone in on her vocal skills, and we went in the studio, too. And we went into Hollywood Hills, and we recorded a few songs. So that's you're absolutely right. He was right. You know, you have to not be afraid. You have to put it all out on the line.
Yep. And now that you said that, and I'm thinking, Rain might not know that you're coming to Baltimore, because she's based in Baltimore. She might change, because, Gail, I'm telling you, she has been going at it full throttle, doing stand-up, directing, mentoring students. I think that you rubbed off on her, too, a lot. So she might not know that you're coming to the area. So today I'm going to make sure she knows that you're coming.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And then I get to meet Little Lotus Flower.
Yes, isn't she beautiful?
Yeah, she's absolutely gorgeous. I know that she would be, but I'm hoping that I'll get to actually meet her. So that'll be great. I hope she's in town. I hope she's not working. But, yeah, we got to go to New York and Broadway and all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, I can just imagine what it would be like, you being so gifted artistically with a myriad of gifts on that stage, and anybody who is as forthcoming as Rain Pryor, and you figure, look, if you are half Jewish and half African American, you're going to have a lot to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had a lot to say, that was for sure. And... yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed that. I don't know how I managed. I think about now, I don't know how I managed all the hats out, like you said, I was throwing in the air. You know, I still was working with Norman Brown, and I had a Rain's stuff, and I was teaching at Musicians Institute. I was there for about 12 years. And
wow.
So, I had to keep some benefits flowing. I had to keep some cash going, and, you know, I had to keep the music going, and... somehow, you know, God worked it out that I was able to do everything and get everybody done, get everybody what they needed, you know.
Yeah. You know, being a woman of faith, that sometimes the road can get challenging, but if you have that base where you know that eventually, if not now, all will be well, then that saves your sanity, doesn't it?
Yep, absolutely. Yep, just trusting and letting go.
Yep.
It's all going to work out, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when we take the wheel ourselves, Gail, my God, it's not good.
Absolutely. You know, just realize you are not in charge. You just ask for the help, and it'll be there. And that's part of the mission statement in when we do the workshops. You know, because these women, you know, some of them play in church, or some of them used to play years ago, or some of them, their kids are grown now and they want to get back to their instrument. So it's exciting to see how that's all going to turn out. But that's going to be part of the message, you know, okay, just let go now. And if you want to do music, you know, we're here to help you get that spark back, or you know, get you how to break into business and just help women get empowered overall in regards to music.
You are really serious about this. God bless you. You are.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's more than just a female coalition of artists, Jazz and Pink. It has become a way of life for you. You are adamant about making sure that women know what their gifts are and what to bring to the table and what part they could play.
Right, absolutely. Because, you know, we're you know, so many of our girls are just told that, well, you have to be just sexy, or you have to be, you know, just beautiful, or you have to. But you can bring all that. You bring all that you have, and what you really want to do, you can do it. You just have to just ignore the stereotypes and, you know, just go inward. I think, you know, then you got to come out. You can't just go there and stand it, because after all, you're entertaining. You're trying to. You know, take people out of their zone. And so if you can come out of yours, you know, after preparation and, you know, your gift and you know, all the things it takes to prepare, then you can, you know, bring yourself to other people and let them let loose now. So I guess we want to, if I can help somebody else, you know, I guess that's really the chain effect, kind of chain reaction thing.
Yeah, it's like you're putting your hand on their hand as they open their own door.
Yeah, I like that, Trish. Thank you. Yeah. I meant, yeah.
Yeah, it's that's the image, because you really are so encouraging and so I don't know what you're like as a boss, and I'm sure that you are a strong but fair boss, but you also have this gentleness about you that makes other women want to come out of their shell.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what happened with Jazz and Pink, because I was just as fond, well, to just have, you know, the other women artists that we wanted to meet, you know, being out there. We figured we would have, you know, other women artists that we would team up with. But we not only teamed up with them, but then my phone started ringing with other women that wanted to be in the band. And I was like, wow. Jazz and Pink would be just, you know, a few women artists that would get together, and we would play each other's music and sell each other CDs and da-da-da. And then we could have any guy band to back us up, you know. But it didn't turn out that way. Everybody, the next thing I know, so-and-so was on the phone, and then we had a big 10-piece all-female orchestra. So that, you know, turned out, wow, this is awesome. And everybody brought something to the table, you know, whether they were recording artists or they were really good sight readers or people that were really good organizers or, you know, just all that they had been preparing for and all that they had been doing in their own individual lives, they bring that with them, being prepared for rehearsal and learning songs and, you know, saying, hey, how about trying this, you know. So we all learn and uplift each other, and it can be a little bit, you know, everybody's got to keep that respect level, but we can have disagreements about stuff, and that's all well and fine, but mostly everybody wants to get it right, and it's a... you know, there's no big discussion about whether or not we're going to use the C chord in this way or the C chord in that way. We can settle pretty quickly on kind of sequel we're going to do when it comes to music. And, of course, our music master, Karen Briggs. When she makes a comment, everybody stops and listens, you know.
And Karen had a birthday on Sunday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was great to be able to be there for her birthday and to, wow, look what the world brought forth. You know, this beautiful woman, she's just so cool, and she's funny, and, I mean, she just plays so, oh, my gosh, you know, we're entertained when she plays, you know. So when we play her music, it goes through us, and we're, you know, it's wonderful.
Well, I think it's absolutely fantastic that you are who you are in this particular stage of life where we all get to witness what is unfolding with you. Because, Gail, I'm telling you, with the recorded pieces that we hear, with the collaborations with other people, what you're doing for young women coming up, what you're doing for women who are grown folks in jazz and pink, and where your heart is, I can't say enough. But you know what? I'm not going to say it. I've got somebody else here who wants to say it for me. So allow me while I take this call, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Is this who I think it is? Hello?
Yes, it's Yolanda.
Hi, Yolanda.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's kind of a little overcast day here in Detroit, but I'm enjoying the rest. I got a rehearsal in just a little bit, but I'm good.
Yep. We're going to let you go. Yolanda, I know that you were blushing while we were talking about you, so go ahead, say something.
Yes, I was. I was all cheesing, but it's all good. Two wonderful people, two beautiful people that I love dearly.
God bless you.
And appreciate. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is great that we can all come together.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to October.
Yeah, and there's going to be more times, too. We're looking forward to October. We know that's going to be a sold-out event because it's just going to be so dynamic, and it's going to be different than other kinds of endeavors that we've seen. So Yolanda, I know, is going to make sure. Well, look, she's got God working on her side, Gail, okay? So if that's the case, it's a done deal.
I was in the airport yesterday in Richmond, and Courtman called me, and he says, I hear you coming, and my girl Yolanda, and I said, well, here we go. You know, it's just a multi-city thing. And then somebody else called me up and said, oh, Mark Walker. And I said, Mark, are you playing with me? He's like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to be in town, but maybe Abe is going to play with you. I don't know who's, you know, so I've been meeting all the musicians. We just left the Richmond Jazz Festival, so a bunch of folks there that know all the Maryland cats. And then, of course, who'd I run into but Deb Tinsky and you know, Arch Rod's girl. So I know it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, it really is, and we're looking forward to it. And I know that you have your rehearsal. I've kept you a little bit later than I intended, but God bless you. I am glad we had the opportunity to talk and that Yolanda got into the mix of things, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know what? We have Jazz and Pink is also working on some new music, so when I get back, I'll be doing some recording. But look for us a CD, so keep your eye out on that. But that's our latest project, and I've got to get that done, and I'm hoping that we could have it done by Christmas. That would be a great little gift, huh?
Oh, my God, that would be the best. And look, Gail, if you're looking for somebody else, I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn here, but we have somebody in the chat room. She is one of my favorite vocalists in the world. Her name is Tracy Hamlin. She's touring with Gloria Gaynor, but she also does her own thing.
Okay. I met somebody singing with Gloria Gaynor that was traveling with her.
That's probably Tracy.
I wonder if we met. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to find Tracy on Facebook.
Good. We'll hook you together because you and she would be besties within a day. It's all about putting people together because you know what? There's no such thing as coincidence. Everything works together for good for those who love God, and all three of us do. So there you go.
Yeah, Yep, there you go. That's wonderful. You guys have a great, fantastic, blessed day, and so glad to have the time to be with you, Trish. This is wonderful. This is a wonderful forum. We're not only networking, but we're promoting and we're marketing and we're playing music and we're communicating. This is great. I love the internet.
Well, you know what? There's going to be more of that, and it's going to change and grow because people are hungry to spend time together. And I'm glad that you had this much time for us, Gail. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yolanda, I will chat with you soon, and everybody in the chat room.
All right. All right, take care.
Okay.
God bless, Gail. And say hello to Lynn, and we send our love, too.
Okay. All right, will do.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Yolanda, how about that, huh?
Yeah, that was really awesome.
Oh,
great
my God. Well, look, it's Gail. Do you ever think that we could ever run out of material with Gail?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, my God. It is crazy.
Awesome.
I don't know if there's, like, you know, enough hours in a day for what she does, because, I mean, we could have said it while she was on the show, but, I mean, from Pink, playing with Pink, to Jazz and Pink, Mars Day, Ray Parker Jr., Vanessa Williams, Paul Jackson Jr., it goes on, and it just seems like she's called into doing more projects all the time.
Yes, the girl is busy. And talented.
So for her to do this, and while we're on the subject, this is Yolanda's project. This is an awareness benefit show so that people can know more about domestic violence, so that people can come away educated and feel better about knowing what signs are. And it's not going to be just music, although the music
right.
is going to be off the freaking chain.
Yes. Yes, it will.
Because now D. Lucas is involved, right?
Yes. I talked to him last week, and he wanted to come and be a part of the show, and I was like, great, this is awesome. He wanted to give up his time, and I was just so happy that he wanted to be a part of the event.
That's cool.
And he has a special song he's going to play for it, too.
And he's excited. I mean, he is vocally excited because he's writing about it on his Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool.
So
and Art Sherrod Jr.
Yeah, my buddy Art. Yeah.
It's gonna be
great. I think by the time the evening is over, everyone will be uplifted and come away with something, you know, more awareness on domestic violence and look for the signs and those who are maybe silent and in a situation, hopefully will, you know, be open to speak about it and get the help they need to get out of that situation.
Well, look, maybe what we better think of is maybe some of those women are coming with the guys who were the very people who put them in positions of victimization. So, you know what? I'm just going to bring my pastor with me, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So, in case anybody wants to do an altar call, we got somebody there. We're going to have somebody there. And, you know, just as we do in the church, you know, if you want to come afterwards, right along here on the right, there's Pastor Jones, and he's going to talk to you, and we're going to take it from there. I think it's a great idea to do that.
Get the help they need all in one night.
You know what? That is the help they need.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, girl. This is going to be cool. Well, we played two Gail songs and then Gail with Lynn. So I'm going to play another Gail song, and I think it's a pretty appropriate one to play because it's called Make It Happen.
Oh, I love that song.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes. Cool.
I love her, period. And I love you.
Yeah, love you too. Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad you do, and I'm glad this thing is happening, and that, you know, everybody seems, when they have read about the benefit coming up in October, Yolanda, everybody seems to be gravitating and working for you to help get the word out.
Yes. Even last night I got some more calls and some calls today that people are putting the information out there. I got a call today from New York. It's just like spreading like wildfires. So
that's
great. This is great, yeah. And
even,
you know, it's going to be bigger and better. You know, this is just the beginning because we're going to keep it going each year. So this is just the beginning.
You know what? Maybe we can get the crew that we saw Friday night, EC3 and the guys, maybe they can roll into town and be supportive of the effort too.
Yeah. Those guys are awesome.
Oh, jeez. We had such a good time. Look.
Oh, my goodness.
We were sleeping, weren't we, till like noon the next day?
Yes. I had to struggle to get out of bed at noon, okay?
Oh, my God.
But it was worth it because those guys were fantastic. The music, oh, my goodness. I was on a high the entire next day.
Yeah.
Not at all.
And James, our buddy James Jackson, who just came from one gig and wanted to make sure he heard these guys, blown away. He said it. He said, look, it's really a buzz when you get to hear musicians, and they are creating on stage as they're performing.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. And that they were doing. So awesome.
Okay,
oh,
did you
goodness.
Post your pictures yet?
No, I didn't. I'm going to start working on those this evening because I've been doing so much stuff. I just got finished doing the wedding pictures, so now I'm going to work on the pictures from Friday night.
Awesome. Okay, because I know EC is like gnawing and Clint's gnawing at his fingers.
Yes, like, where are the pictures? Where are the pictures? I want to see them. I know she took some nice pictures.
No. Well, I'm going to make sure I post mine, and Ken Navarro is going to put his hands around my throat because he was supposed to see his pictures from Ramshead a few weeks ago, but now he's going to be playing at where's he going to be playing? Tomorrow night, and I want everybody and his mama to know this because I have to do right by my Ken Navarro. He's going to be at Scholars tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
In Boston, so we'll get those pictures out.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be Wednesday. And then Cindy Bradley is going to be at Blues Alley tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
So
that'll be a nice show.
It will, and I can't go because the accident busted out my lights yesterday. I'm not even going to talk about it anymore.
Oh, no.
It's okay. No, it'll all be – hey, look, I'm talking to you, right? So thank God.
Hey, do we need to do another road trip? Do I need to come get you again?
Look, it's dangerous when we're in the car. It's dangerous. This is not good. We get a lot of stuff done in the car, okay? Oh, my God. I think we need to play some more Gail Johnson music, and I'm going to talk to you today.
All righty.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Soon.
Yolanda,
right.
I know Gail really appreciated that. I know she did.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Definitely. Yeah.
Thank you, Sugar.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish, Tennessee. Thanks so much to Gail Johnson. Let's do this, shall we? Oh, man, from Her Story, or Her Story, if you prefer. Make it happen. All right.
Thank you. then I would miss the childhood wish. And haven't I sung to you of the knight in armor bright, faithful and true to you, darling, after all? I will be the one to hold you in my arms. After all, I will be the one to hold you.
Hard to believe that that was now, back in 1986. Yeah, 1986, High Crime, Al Jarreau, and After All. And the consensus is that at least three of us in the chat room all love that song beyond reason. It's just one of the ultimate love songs. Oh, my gosh. So pathetic, because whenever I used to be at a terrestrial radio station, where I had to play that song and had to speak right afterwards, I would be like, help you now. Thank God I've already done my little cry today, but it's out. Just pure pleasure in hearing those vocals. God bless him. Al just played with our beloved George Duke for a couple of dates. They were in Newport, California, and San Francisco, and I think there's a few more dates this year. And George is doing so well, by the way. It looks as though he's staying busy, which is great. He's going to be doing a whole lot of recording for his next project, just wrapping up with Jeffrey Osborne. I know we just didn't hear George Duke, but it gives me an excuse to talk about him. And then he's going to do a travel day on the 28th, and he's going to be at Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia, with Stanley Clark and Boney James. And my friend Lou is going to pick me up from New Jersey. We're going to go to Virginia, and we've got backstage passes for Stanley and George. So you'll be seeing some pictures. Oh, am I looking forward to that. Just have to make sure that Shaniqua is under control that night. And those who know what I'm saying. We also heard EC3, Mr. Coleman, and his take, beautiful. Just doing his drums in the background there with the amazing Dr. Jose Manuel Garcia on piano. They can't take that away from me, from Her Eyes at Sunset. Now, they did that song on Friday night when Yolanda and I were there at HR 57 in D.C. It was amazing. Who would have thought this little place in D.C. could be packed? It was. People were just loving it. True musicianship on the stage. Honest to goodness. Our friend Clint Heisen was there. He's also on the CD. And they took that party on Friday night to Reston, Virginia. The concert series there they have in Reston. I'm not sure if they're ever going to be the same because EC was so excited. You can see it on his wall on Facebook. Apparently, there were not dozens of people. There was a couple of thousand people. And when they started to hear all this Afro-Cuban rhythm stuff and this Latin jazz and this Brazilian mix, all this music coming together, people went nuts. An 83-year-old woman came up to EC after the show and said, I'm 83. You made me feel as if I'm 16 tonight, or whatever she said. It really touched him. He said that it was one of the best concerts ever in his career, and that's been a long career. So God bless him. That was one of the cooler takes of that classic song, They Can't Take That Away From Me, that I've heard. I just love it. Can't say enough about the group. EC3 and Friends. And can't say enough about this guy. I'm so glad to be playing this gentleman. Consummate sax player. I want to get a couple of sax players in this final 30 minutes. This is a gentleman who is a Baltimore native, but has since moved to Arizona, but has been spending time with our friend David Bach on keyboard and doing some touring with him back in the Maryland area. This is David Mark, also known as David Wells, but he had to change his name because there's a couple of other David Wells. Anyway, he did this album a few years ago, the Hit It Project, all about the greatest hits of Skip Scarborough. So as far as those hits are concerned, we're talking about, oh, Giving You the Best That I've Got, Love Ballad, You Can't Hide Love. It goes on. But this particular song is so joyful, and I wanted to play it especially for everybody gathered here today. This is David Mark and his interpretation of Lovely Day on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you.
Listen and gather round me, children, children of a mother whose life lifted up love. Listen and gather round me, children, children of a mother whose life lifted a peace. A mother who taught all of her children to love and be loved by each other. Holding your sister's hand as she walks across life and look out for each other. Carry your brother's load. Mother whose life lifted of hope, a mother who taught all of her children to love and be loved by each other. Hold your baby sister's hand as she walks across life and look out for each other. Carry your brother's load. Don't you ever, ever betray him. Go to the store, my grandmama, for power of love. I believe it's on sale. Of a mother whose life lifted up love. Listen, gather around me, children, children of a mother whose life lifted up hope. A mother who taught all of her children to love and be loved by each other. Hold your baby sister's hand as she walks across life and look out for each other. Carry your brother's load. Don't you ever, ever betray him. Go to the store, my grandmama, for a pound of love. Oh, listen,
children of a mother whose life lifted a peace, a mother who thought all of her children to love and be loved by each other. Hold your sister's hand as she walks across the line and look out for each other. Carry your brother low, don't you ever, ever stray. Go to the store, my grandmama, pound of love. Listen, 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 whoa, 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 children of a mother. Who's alive?
That's especially for our Matt. Woo! Mother song. Man, isn't that cool? Gregory Porter is the freaking bomb. From his CD, Be Good. He just slammed folks at the Olympics. I can't even tell you. He played a party at BT London Live in Hyde Park, their After Dark sessions, the first night of the Olympics, and these people in Great Britain went insane. Do you hear me? Gregory is still over there because they're doing a mini documentary on him in London, and I'll have more info about that. But here's all you need to know about Gregory Porter. He is a quirky, brilliant man. And when he was little, I want you to wrap your head around this. Dad left. It was Mom and him. And Mom would play Nat King Cole all the time. And Gregory would sing Nat King Cole songs. And his mom would say, "Oh, my God, Gregory, you sound almost just like Nat King Cole." So Gregory got it in his little head that Nat King Cole was his daddy. So he used to make up stories about Nat King Cole being his dad. I heard this. I cried. And he is just that sensitive. When you hear him do that song about his mom and the other songs he does about love and losing love, you will lose it. He is just phenomenal. And actually, Slim Man was here the other day. There is a similarity, a vulnerability that Slim Man allows in his delivery that I hear in Gregory Porter. There's just something that's about that vulnerability that comes through that makes things so honest. Woo! Let me see if I can get some more music in. Art Sherrod Jr. from his All for Love album, not the Seasons one, but the one before. This is his take on Sarah Smile, and wasn't that lovely? Just so you know, if you go to Art Sherrod, S-H-E-R-R-O-D, junior.com, you will read that Art is going to be doing gigs soon with Bob Baldwin, Mickey Howard, and Howard Hewitt. He's also going to be part of this benefit concert to raise awareness about domestic violence in October. He's going to be there with Gail Johnson and Dee Lucas and others. It's going to be wild. Go to YolandaBellPhotography.com to get your tickets and more information. It's going to be awesome. You heard about David Mark. David Mark, MARQ.net. Lovely Day from the Hit It Project. You can get the CD via Amazon if you go to that website. An amazing other saxophonist, and we are full of them in Baltimore and D.C. But what we don't have in Baltimore and D.C. is East Bay soul. We got soul, but it ain't East Bay. And this is for the bride because she wanted to hear Greg Adams and Company. Greg, on the Letterman Show all this week, did he get recognition for his Kickstarter project or not? Kickstarter.com. for the next East Bay Soul project. And this will give you a little taste of what you can expect for your money on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Better Days CD. Woo! Isn't that something? Oh my gosh. Yes, Better Days are coming to you. What's meant for you is meant for you. Oh my goodness. Please let there be better days ahead. Oh my gosh. Tracy Hamlin was in our chat room today, spent a lot of time with us, and we really appreciate Tracy being there because she just got off the road with Gloria Gaynor. She's a little bit jet-lagged, but she wasn't too tired to drag herself over to the internet and turn on this particular scenario, Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. And with that, let us play our outro music for you. We should tell you that Tracy's got some things cooking, and maybe we'll talk to her in the next couple of weeks. We know that Greg Adams and East Bay Soul have their things cooking. Greg is on, as I mentioned, the David Letterman Show all this week. Dave even sent a shout-out to his Kickstarter.com project. Go there, will you? And type in East Bay Soul, and you'll find out the means to help Greg and company get their next CD cooking. And tune in tonight, because he's turning out some great music. Oh, it's just such a trip to see him. Don't forget that, first of all, Rhonda Robinson, who you have heard on First Tuesdays, has a Carmen McRae show at Andy Music tomorrow night in Baltimore. It's called Yay, Carmen McRae. And then Ken Navarro, who we didn't play today, will play on Thursday. He's going to be at Scholars in Boston tomorrow night. KenNavarro.com has more information. Birthday boy Pete Gitlin coming your way on Thursday. It's going to be a celebration. Tune in and thank you, everybody. Yolanda, Griselda, Beach, E, Jez, Tracy, all our guests. It's just going to be an awesome week. Keep on thinking that. And it's going to be an awesome Thursday. And we'll see you. God bless you. Thanks for spending time with us.